Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Wednesday.
How are ya?
Wonderful. How are you? Can I help you, Mackenzie? What are you looking for? Oh, Mackenzie's found her mouse.
I found my mouse.
There we go. We got to get you a wireless. We got to get you into like 2007.
I know I have one. This is from the station. This one.
Ooh, look at this, you fancy.
This is the one from 2007.
Oh, okay.
This is the
old
one. I have one that I should bring in from home.
I don't know. That might mess up our equipment around here. We were having an issue yesterday.
We like equipment from like 10 years ago.
You should see how many emails that we're on that I'm sure people are so fed up at work. It's like, please don't plug in your electric blanket. It messes up the studio frequency. And then it affects the broadcast.
Literally, we were just saying how we need a mini fridge up in here so we can have our snacks. We all need an energy drink. So we are craving bangs because now it's our new obsession.
Somebody can drop one off at the station, but I'm not going to the door in case they're a killer. Like, one of you two are going to have to go.
Why do I
have to die? But I'm
chivalry.
A man.
You, what about chivalry?
What about feminism and being proud that you're just as equal and strong as me as a man?
Joe, you are literally double our sizes.
What does that have to do with anything?
You can tackle.
So you're saying there will be an altercation and I have to defend myself.
You have to be the bear meat. And by bear meat, I mean when we go hiking, the man always goes first in case of attack by a bear.
So you're the bear meat of the show. When do we come up with the bear meat rule?
You're bear meat.
I don't think so. I think we're going to change that one up a little bit. But yeah, if you want to drop off some bangs, I like blue raspberry. That's my go-to.
I think I like the cotton candy the best.
Okay. I like the sour one the best if we're talking about bang, but also if you want to bring the white monster, the blue and white canned monster, that zero calories.
I love how we're really talking to no
I'll
one.
I'll take that as well. Yeah, no one is awake right now.
People are awake right now.
Yes.
You know what I could really go for is some chicken and waffles.
Or
I could go for like a nice fruit platter.
What else do we want?
I don't know.
Let's see if we can get some bangs up in here.
Let's start small. Ambitious.
Baby steps.
If you're down for a bang, Radio Now AM Show, DM us, and we'll give you all the details. By the way, if you're like, what the heck are they talking about? Bang's an energy drink.
Yeah, it's a like supposed
I think
to
some
be
people
a
don't
healthier
know that.
One with like amino acids.
Okay, it's an energy drink. Nothing's healthy about
it. I know, I'm
it.
Sure not anything's that healthy, but now I like the way it tastes. So
how was your day yesterday, Mackenzie?
It was awesome. So I tried out Eat the Frog. It's this new cool workout place, and I went up in Carmel, mm-hmm. and I had a blast. It was so much fun. It's kind of like circuit training, and I loved it. But here's the thing, that you wear monitors, much like Orange Theory or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
I have. I've not done a workout yet. I've been to one.
So good.
And it's really cool.
But they'll say your name. So you're like up on the board.
How are you doing?
So if you're not exerting yourself enough, totally called out. If you're overexerting, you'll be in the zone you don't. So you want to stay in the green. I did all right. I had a great crew. It was a small class. It was like 4 or 5. But I will definitely go back and I highly recommend it. It's called Eat the Frog. They were so cool, so nice. I think I burned at least 500 calories.
Wow.
So that's exciting.
Nice.
I could see them like, Mackenzie, it says that you're dead. You have to move.
They're like, Kenzie, keep going.
Do you remember your instructor's name?
I think she was really cool. Maybe Mindy?
Oh, okay. I know two instructors, but I do not know Mindy.
It was awesome, so I highly recommend it.
All right, cool. How was your day yesterday, Liv?
It was really good. It was kind of long. I had a lot of stuff I had to get done in work, but then at the end of the day, I did my very, very, very first fantasy football draft.
Nice.
And this is my first fantasy draft of all time. I've been trying to do one ever since I was 15 years old in high school. I wanted to do fantasy NBA and fantasy football, but my guy friends were being little chauvinistic pigs and said that I wasn't allowed to do it with them. And I've been trying even all throughout college. No one would let me ever do it with them. And so I told my boyfriend this, and he did not realize. He didn't realize how bad I wanted to do it. And so he got a ton, like six friends, to join a league. And so I could finally play fantasy football. And so my draft was last night.
What's your team name?
So they switch your team names every week, depending on who you're playing against, you know, to like talk some trash. So I'm playing Jake first. And so my team's name is Jake Small Pettis. Because I have Pettis on my team.
Nice.
I think that's good. I think that's creative.
Now, do all fantasy football leagues kind of start at the same time?
Yes. Well, I mean, they all have to be drafted by Thursday, because Thursday is the very first actual NFL game.
Tomorrow night, baby. So tonight will be a big fantasy night as well.
Yeah. I think a lot of last ones. Yeah, I didn't.
Last minute, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good thing you didn't get that O.J. Simpson situation where you ended up drafting Andrew Luck.
I am so happy about that. Or even like Lamar Miller, because he got hurt and he's probably going to be out for a while. So I'm glad that like I kind of waited until the last minute so all those people can be weeded out.
Well, that's cool. You better give us updates. I want to know how you do in your first annual fantasy football league, if you're going to be running the thing or going to be a giant goose egg up on the board. So.
How'd it go for you yesterday, Joe? What'd you do?
My day was good. I actually got to spend some time with my wife, and we don't do that enough, but we actually sat down and made dinner together. We had some stuffed taco peppers, which are one of my go-to favorites.
Wow.
Really, really easy to make. That's Joe-proof. If I can do it, you most certainly can do it. So we got to do that. We got to hang out a little bit. I tried to watch Bachelor in Paradise with her, but I just don't get it.
What don't you get?
I just don't get why people, I don't know, like, wouldn't you rather go out on a date than be on a show, like, watching people dating? Like, wouldn't you, if you're at home on TV, like, go out and try to find love?
The drama's so good, though. It's just kind of like an escape, right?
But then again, I guess they're not targeting me.
Yeah.
I'm not their prime demo. Hey, are you a 33-year-old overweight man? We've got a show for you.
I'm going to host one of those shows, because I think that would be so hilarious and fun for me to do. Like, they have the host just pop in and pop out.
I would love to be there. What's the thing I love the most, I just kind of caught on, the bartender's guy's name is Wells.
Wells?
Yeah, like,
is
well,
he sexy?
He's a decent dude, but like well vodka, like well drinks, like you know, like the bar, the cheap stuff. That's what I'm assuming where they got the name from him. But I'm like, that's pretty genius.
I love the name Wells. That's hot.
No, that's his actual name.
There's no way
Wells
his name's
Adams.
Wells.
Yes, his name was Wells before he was even on Bachelor in Paradise,
so
before he was even a bartender.
Look,
you need
up.
A baby name.
Yes.
That's the name. That's like a cute name when you're little and a hot name when you're older. And that's exactly what you want to look for.
Agree.
So Wells. Steal it right now if
I'm
you're pregnant.
I'm telling you, his name is actually Wells Adams. He works in radio. He's not.
What?
He's not a real bartender.
I'm going to look him up right now on Instagram.
Because I think it's just a screen
What's his
name.
Last name?
Wells Adams.
Adams.
A-D-A-M-S.
Yeah, he is also, do you know who he is engaged to?
No, I don't know any of this.
The girl from Modern Family.
Oh, yes, Sarah Hyland, the oldest daughter.
Oh, my God.
He's broken into,
Joe's mind
actual
is blown. Like, the emoji of the mind blown, that is Joe's face right now.
All right, we gotta move on, because, like, I can't understand
I can't
this.
I have so much to teach you.
Yeah, I don't even want to know, because it hurts. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage? And please don't say anything about this guy, Wells, who has a way more successful radio career than me.
P.S. He is good looking. I just looked it up. Kobe defends naming his daughter this, plus an animated character almost gets fired.
All right, I'm going to go process all the information I've heard, and we'll get to the garbage next.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
We do, and we want to say happy birthday to Charlie Sheen, who is always winning, according to himself. Here's Charlie. He's talking to Jay Leno on an episode of Jay Leno's Garage about his sobriety.
About a year and a half ago, it just hit me that I knew it was time to make a change.
Wow, and you hadn't had a drink for what, a year and a half?
Year and a half, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful, yeah.
And you know, it didn't require some, you know, crazy rehab stint or, you know, like a shootout with the cops.
Well, that's nice.
Charlie Sheen, I'm amazed he's just still alive. Like, he has 9 lives.
It is. It's one of those people, it's like, wow, like, you swear, like, they're going to succumb to all their addictions and their vices. But nope.
No. Nope.
Still here, still drinking that tiger blood.
And judge him, whatever you want to say. I still loved him so much in Two and a Half Men. I thought he was so brilliant on that show. Charlie, keep it kicking. Well, Kobe Bryant has a new leading lady in his family. His wifey, Vanessa, gave birth to a new daughter. This is number 4 for the Bryant family. And her middle name is Kobe. And here he is. He's defending passing his name down.
Coco, yep. K-O-K-O.
K-O-K-O. Her middle name is Kobe.
It is. Wasn't my idea.
It wasn't your idea?
No. No, Vanessa came to me and said, you know, I'm thinking about naming her Kobe, the middle name. And I'm like, Okay.
I think that's so cute. So her full name is Capri Kobe Bryant. And he said they couldn't be more excited for their blessing, their new baby girls. So that makes 4 princesses. Hashtag the Bryant bunch. How cute is that?
Do you, Mackenzie or Liv, do you have like any family member's name in your name, like to carry it on? Like my name is Joseph James. My dad was James Joseph. So
yes.
We kind of flopped it around.
We do that in my family. So like so maiden names are passed down.
Mm-hmm.
And so it carries
you carry
in my
them
family.
On? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's fun.
My middle name is a maiden name of someone along the line.
Somebody
so
I'm supposed to know.
I forget who, but someone in the mix.
Deep, deep family connection there. We can tell. Lots of love.
Well, this is very interesting. Okay, so the royals are defending their use of private jets because everyone is giving them a super duper hard time.
I came here by commercial. I spend 99% of my life traveling the world by commercial. Occasionally, there needs to be an opportunity based on a unique circumstance to ensure that my family are safe. And it's generally as simple as that.
People need to back off. Prince William's talking about, hey, I want my family to be safe. And they do fly commercial once in a while. But obviously, if they need to fly to Amsterdam to give an environmental presentation, then they can hop on a jet. But people were giving them so much.
They're like, yeah, like,
it.
Why are you wasting so much CO2, man?
Right.
You're a hypocrite.
And it's like, oh, we'll balance it out. I just think people need to relax.
I think it is different, though, when you are, for example, a prince. Or if you're the president. Like, do we expect the president, like, hey, he better be in first class on my flight. Why are we giving him his own plane?
Exactly. And, like, honestly, if you have flown private before, you don't have to go through security. You sit on there. You can curl your hair. You can stand up. It's like, what if you could, you should. So stop hating. Well, this is very interesting. If you've seen Toy Story 4, which I'm yet to see. I've heard it's super sad. I heard it's a tearjerker. Forky, believe it or not, was almost fired.
I'm totally cool if you fire me. Like, it was just that kind of like, I always wanted to like, it's cool if you don't, and up until like, I would say like 3 months before it came out, in my head I was like, I'm going to be let go.
We're going to change the whole script.
This is how we feel daily here. No. Tony Hale, that's the actor. He says he was totally freaked out that he was going to be fired right up before the release of Toy Story 4. Obviously, though, it worked out for him, and boom, it was a huge hit. That's the deal, to be a voice for an animated film.
Oh, that would be cool. And I love, like, now they're showing you so many more behind the scenes with movies of the actual, like, filming process of it. It's like, totally, that was such a great catch for that person to play that character.
Oh, I cannot wait for Frozen 2. That's the one I'm so excited for, and we just have like 2 more months to wait.
Yeah, you need to let it go. I'm over that one. Mackenzie with the garbage.
See what you did there.
Good morning, Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, and Liv the Web Girl. And you, if you'd like to join in, 833-563-2539. Should you share your goals with people? I was reading this morning. It's research out saying that, you know what? It's okay to share your goals, but it's important, I guess, who you share them with. Because I've always been told multiple things. Yes, put it out there in the world. Let people know things. And then I've been like, no, don't tell anybody. Just keep your head down. Work hard. Grind. Because otherwise, you know, people are going to try to sabotage you. But according to the research, they found that people showed greater performance with their goal commitment and when they actually told their goal to someone they believed had higher status than themselves. So you got to tell people above you, they're saying, not below you. Not the little nothings.
No,
only the people you aspire to be.
It's true. Like, you should surround yourself. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room, or the most successful. Like, people that you want to emulate, you should surround yourself with. It's hard because people that don't have the same ambition, or they don't want so many things. They're not goal driven. If you tell them your goals, they'll maybe laugh at you or like, yeah, right. You know, mm-hmm. like as if you can ever do that, just because they don't have that mindset. They're just programmed differently. And that's okay. Do you. But you don't want to be discouraged by people that don't think you can achieve it or want to pull you down.
So what would your mindset be then? Like, are you the kind of person like that you share your goals with certain people? Like, I mean, like, Liv, she hasn't told us any of her goals. I'm wondering what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I have big, huge goals. They say, I mean, that I'm sure you've heard, if people don't laugh at your goals, you're not thinking big enough.
What are your goals? Yeah. Now I'm kind of intrigued. Are
like
you going to share them?
Personal or professional?
How about one of each? Now there's so many options on the table. Listen, you talk. I'm going to peel the onion. I love getting deeper into this. How about a professional one? Like, what's
professional?
Because like,
go ahead.
I was going to say only like for people that may know, like if they listen to Mackenzie back in the day when she was on the station, or just recently. Like from what I know you've done radio and you're doing radio right now. You've done TV. You're a spokeswoman or a spokesperson, whatever the correct terminology might be. And that's all I know. Is there more than that that you aspire to do?
What's along those lines? So my ultimate goal, my dream job would be to work for E! News nationally. So I want to be a national, like when Kelly Ripa retires, boom, I'm in there with Ryan Seacrest.
Get out the way, Seacrest.
That would be my ultimate goal. Just because I love to entertain. I have an energy about me and I love to uplift people. Like when they're struggling or they just like make them laugh for the day. That's what I want to do. I'm really relatable. I'm real. I like to share my life. So that would be my ultimate goal. And I want to inspire, like if I can make one person smile for the day or like think a better thought and like pull them up from the dumps of the dire whatever situation they're in like that, I've accomplished my goal for the day.
See, and I think that's so awesome, inspiring. But then and you never compare yourself. I know that. But I think about my goals and even just other people I've worked with in my career. I don't know if like I'm not trying to be lazy or take the easy way out, but like I guess I have certain goals, but I feel like not that I've achieved them, but I don't have those big of goals. And there's nothing wrong with like you say, maybe like be on E! News or sitting next to Seacrest when Kelly's out. But like I just like for me, I feel like this sounds lame. I'm afraid to say it.
No, say it. Don't be afraid.
I just want to have a really successful morning show and not like necessarily by popularity, like, oh, there's Joe from the Joe, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
It's just the fact like I love radio so much though. I don't know if I'm afraid to do other things. Like TV's always interested me. Like that always seems kind of fun. But I guess I don't have those big interests. I don't know if that like if that makes me weird or what.
And that's just, no, it doesn't make you weird at all. And that's just professional.
Or like if I'm lazy or giving up, I don't know.
And here's, I mean, my goal too is obviously my number one job is I'm a mom. And
of course.
And like to raise my daughter and for her to be the kindest, most loving person in the entire world. So that's my ultimate goal. I just want to be with her. Because here's the thing too, when you get to the top, if you don't have anyone to share that success with, I feel like you failed. So I really measure success not on money, not on fame, not on blah, blah, blah things. It's like, am I truly enjoying my life? And can I say, I am happy.
Now, Liv the Web Girl, have you ever given any thought to like goals that you have, whether they're personal or they're like career kind of focused?
I want to be adopted by Kris Jenner one day. That's my goal.
How is that going right now?
Not great so far, but I just bought a pair of sunglasses that like emulate her vibe. So I'm on my way. You got to start small, right?
Wants a momager. That's what she wants.
Well, go tag her on Instagram and follow your dream. We're so proud of her. She's growing up. Hey, coming up soon, we've got Joe's Need to Know News. Then after that, the song of the day. Song of the day. Here we go. Man, this is fun. You get to text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Because we give you songs for a category that we think is the best song. It's a song you would pick if you had the option to do so. And today's category is a very, very romantic one. Song of the Day category is songs about falling in love.
Love, yes. La, 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 we're in a romantic mood today.
Something like that. All right, Mackenzie, why don't you kick off the romanticness?
Okay.
With your song of the day.
This is one of my favorite songs. Got a little country going on this morning. So I chose Brett Eldridge, Love Someone. You laugh at the way I dance. When you smile when you hold my hand. I look at you and I understand. It sure feels good to love someone. It's a great song to pick you up when you love someone. You have the butterflies and you're like, man, I'm so lucky.
Oh, if you want to hear that lovely song, text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Want to remind people, too, like, you only have 3 to 5 minutes to do this. So when you got a song, start a texting.
Okay, say the number again.
52 140. Save it in your phone, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Text the word song, S-O-N-G. All right, my turn. Songs about falling in love. Well, I got to go with somebody that I've always loved. I've always had a crush on, and I hope she's happy now. But back in the day, man, I really grew my beard out for her because, well, my love was her drug. I'm talking about Kesha. I just can't get you. Come on, who doesn't want some glitter today? If you want to hear Kesha, Your Love Is My Drug, for songs about falling in love, well, then you need to text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Last but certainly not least, Live the Web Girl, what is your song about falling in love?
My song is about one of the most dynamic duos of all time, a power couple who are in love themselves. And the feeling that you have when you're first falling in love is like you're just crazy. You're crazy about that person, and it makes you feel just insane. And so I picked Crazy in Love by Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Got some good songs today.
We got some heaters.
The hard part is now on you. You have to grab your phone and text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. I'll recap it again. Mackenzie had Love Someone by Brett Eldridge. Myself, Joe, I had Your Love Is My Drug by Kesha. And Live the Web Girl had Crazy in Love by Beyonce featuring Jay-Z. Get a voting. We will play the winning song in less than 3 minutes. That song, S-O-N-G, to 52140.
So intense.
Sorry, I needed time to sip on my coffee.
Our fierce competition for song of the day. It's a battle. How's Rosie, our robot?
Well, hold on. Rosie!
Wake up! There she is.
I didn't hit Rosie. That was just me, like, banging on the table.
Oh, I would never let you do that.
I would never.
She's darling.
Person on robot crime. Absolutely not. Song of the day. The results are now being tallied up. We are checking all of the texts that we got. If you want to do it tomorrow, 52140. Save that number. That way it's really easy. Text song and then it gives you all the options. Here's a reminder of what we had today. Starting out with Mackenzie. She went the country route because today's theme was songs about falling in love. And she went with Brett Eldridge, Love Someone. Don't feel as good to love someone. He's a good dude.
He is so talented. It's a great song if you haven't heard it.
If you would have voted for myself, Joe, you would have heard this song by Kesha, Your Love Is My Drug. And if you were feeling crazy, like Live the Web Girl sometimes does, you would have went with Crazy in Love with Beyonce and her husband, Jay-Z. Okay, so those were all the options. Now the tallying is still going on. Mackenzie, you had a win yesterday.
It felt amazing because it rarely happens, yes.
Now, do you think that winning will continue today for you in Song of the Day?
I don't know. It's always a dicey choice picking country, choosing country artists. But, you know, country's hot. I come from a country world at a country radio before this, so I like some crossover action.
I like that we have a diverse listening audience.
Yes.
So that you never know. Country's a big thing. I'm going to check in with Liv real quick. Do you still need more time?
No,
you and Rosie, okay?
I have the result.
Okay.
So, coming in last place.
This reminds me of her impersonating Pork Chop.
Yes, I. That's
well,
my goal here.
Let me
coming
tell
in
you.
Last place.
Dead.
With
last.
Around 17% of the vote.
Oh, no.
That's like an independent candidate.
Oh, no.
It is. Mackenzie with Love Someone.
I'm telling you.
I'm feeling country this morning.
I'm telling you. Give it a listen like later on in your day. You're going to like it.
How the mighty have fallen.
Oh, man.
From first to worst.
Oh.
Now, coming in first place between Joe and myself, Liv, with 48% of the votes,
ooh,
your winner is... me with Crazy in Love, Beyonce and
a minute. Wait a minute.
You also remind me of Porkchop because he usually wins when he tallies his own votes.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm just kidding. Strong choice. Strong choice here.
Okay. Your
Congrats.
Song of the Day winner voted on by you is Live the Web Girl with Beyonce and Jay-Z, Crazy in Love. You got a suggestion? Hit us up. Radio Now AM show. Maybe a category we could do. Live the Web Girl with the big win today. Song of the Day category was songs about falling in love. Way to go. Way to go.
I love that song so much. I work out to it.
Hey, guys, do you mind tomorrow if I do the voting results?
You are more than welcome to.
Do it.
I just would like to win. So whatever it takes. Hey, if you have a song category suggestion, we've been getting a ton of them, and we love you for that. Please keep them coming. Our brains aren't that big. It's hard to think of all these great ideas.
I loved Kesha. If I didn't vote for me, I loved Live Song too, but I would vote for you.
Hey, I appreciate that. All you have to do is DM us Radio Now AM Show. We're going to do it right now. What we're into. If you have something you're into, maybe it's a show we need to check out or a song we need to listen to, or I don't know, maybe it's beauty and fashion. Hit us up 833-563-2539.
I'm into it. I like it. That's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I have been on like a video binge lately. I've been recommending a lot of things I've been watching online, mainly on Netflix. And if you have anything too, as I mentioned, hit us up in the DMs, Radio Now AM Show, so we can check it out. But I saw this pop up, and I know we talked about it in the garbage a month or two ago, about Travis Scott had like a little Netflix documentary
yeah.
kind of a thing coming out. And it's called Look Mom, I Can Fly. Here's a little trailer from it.
Do you think Travis has a special gift?
I always knew, you know, it was just the process of getting everybody else to figure that out.
He told me he was
going to
bring somebody.
I just want to leave the whole world inspired. I just want to leave a trail of inspiration.
And it is so cool. All the behind, I love behind-the-scenes footage. Like, for example, they show him at the Astroworld tour most recently. Nuts. Ape crazy. Just thousands and thousands of people. But they also show, like, less than 5 years ago, where there was, like, eight people there, and I think three of them were, like, his friends.
Right.
You know what's changed?
What?
Kris Jenner's in his life now.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a little Kanye-esque, if you ask me.
What do you mean, Mackenzie?
I think he took a note from Kanye a little bit, his brother-in-law, because aren't they together? I mean, they're in like kind of the same family now, and I think the document, I mean, because Kanye does all these cool projects like this.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like...
You should see the dagger eyes I just got in this room. I'm like, is that a bad thing to say?
I dare you to say one more thing.
I'm saying Travis Scott, not that he's just famous because of Kris Jenner, but I definitely think that his new, like, he has all of this fame and all of this clout, I feel like, within the past 3 years because of the Jenners and the Kardashians. I thought you were saying that Kanye is only successful because of Kris Jenner, which I was kind of implying about Travis Scott.
Oh, no. Which, I was just saying, you know, Kanye's so next level and he does documentary stuff like this.
For
so
sure.
I just think maybe it was an inspiration. That's really
cool. For sure.
Well, either way, even though the ladies are trying to hate on my man Travis Scott.
No, we love Travis Scott.
No, I'm kidding. It is actually really cool if you're into that, if you're a Travis Scott fan, or maybe you don't know much about him, which is impossible, but you should definitely check it out. It's on Netflix. We'll put a swipe up link on our Instagram story, Radio Now AM Show. It's called Look Mom, I Can Fly.
Very cool.
What are you into this week, Mackenzie?
All right, I'm totally switching gears here. This one's for my ladies and some dudes. You never really realize what you're into until you run out of it. And then you realize how much you need it and you love it, right?
Wait, are you doing toilet paper this week?
It's like paper towels, right?
Okay.
No, I'm doing these awesome because women ask me all the time, kind of like those firming eye gels. There's a million on the market and I'm obsessed. Like, that's part of my getting ready routine. And I ran out of them and I'm like, no, I need them ASAP. I'm ordering them off Amazon. So girls, if you want to try these, you only have to leave them 10 minutes under your eyes. They're Skin Iceland, SKYN. I swear by these. They help like firm and depuff under your eyes, and you only have to wear them 10 minutes, because a lot of like under eye gels you have to wear 20 to 30 minutes, and seriously, who has time for that when you're trying to like get through your day and get ready really quick? So they're hydro cool firming eye gels. They have hexapeptide technology, yada yada. I won't bore you with the details, but they work. So if you want to check them out, Skin Iceland.
Would they work on my eyes? Are my eyes puffy?
Your eyes aren't too puffy.
Okay.
But if you wake up tired, you wake up early,
oh,
and like especially if you're a parent and you get zero sleep, try these out and you look so refreshed.
All right, Live the Web Girl, what are you doing there?
Okay, so I'm obsessed with this new show on Amazon Prime. It's called The Boys, and it's a very, very dark and dramatic and also kind of like a super dark sense of humor. But it's basically about these superheroes that, you know, are like run by a corporation. And so, like, you see kind of like the diva side and the bad side of all of these superheroes. But to the public, they are like loved and adored and seem like all these great people, but they're actually like awful, terrible people. And so it's like all this like conspiracy. It's just, ooh, so good.
It's funny to me because I didn't know Liv, obviously. We just met like a month ago. And mm-hmm. she has such a dark sense of humor.
Oh, yes. Like, real twisted.
Dark. And it's hilarious because I would never guess just looking at her that she has this like crazy dark side. Real dark side.
Welcome to the world of Liv, Mackenzie. Prepare and be ready. Hey, if you want to see what we're into this week, all you have to do is go to our Instagram. It's Radio Now AM Show and swipe up. We'll put all those up there for you to check out. That's what we're into here on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, actress Renee Zellweger set everyone on fire. She was the topic of all talks in 2014, a few years ago, when she stepped out at this huge Hollywood event and everyone's like, what happened to your face? Assuming she had tons of plastic surgery, she said that traumatized her and made her super sad. Of course, Renee's been in huge hits, Jerry Maguire, and how could we forget Bridget Jones?
Come on, Bridget, talk for me.
We'll persevere with resolution to find a nice, sensible man. We'll put a stop to flirting. First thing tomorrow. Good plan.
Did they even change her voice, too? No, I'm kidding.
Well, she says nothing like international humiliation to set your perspective right. It clarifies what's really important to you and that you just have to shake off superficial points of view. So I thought she looked great. It was just she looked different and people took notice.
First of all, who cares what people think? But to be fair, though, because some people have had surgeries, it's like, who are you?
Well, like Jennifer Grey, I remember Dirty Dancing. A lot of times if you get something like her nose, she got a nose job, she looks awesome. It just didn't look like her from before, so people noticed.
I think it's reasonable. Like, you look like a totally different person. But, I mean, listen, if people feel they need to do what they need to do, that's their life. Let them live it.
Do you. Be happy. That happens a lot of time when actors get, they're really big and they get little, and people are like, you're not funny anymore.
Yeah, when I get my Moob reduction, y'all better support me.
That's right. Okay. Well, Bam Margera, he's been in talks a lot. If you watched him, did you watch Jackass back in the day
on
MTV?
All the time I used to watch it. Yes, I love that show.
He has got some major issues, and Bam is sitting down with none other than Dr. Phil.
His mother.
You are addicted to drama and entitlement.
I don't want to talk to you ever again.
His wife.
You don't listen. You don't follow rules.
You've been yelling at her, you do this, you do that, you do this. That's just purely abusive.
And his cry for help.
I've just lost hope on doctors. The last person I've left is Dr. Phil, or else I give up.
All right, you got me.
Oh, man, I'm going to be totally sucked in. He gave a 3-hour emotional session with Dr. Phil. It was recorded without a studio audience, so you know it's going to be really good. And he was convinced to head to rehab. So he's like, if Dr. Phil can't change me, no one can.
Do we have any idea of an air date? Just because I want to mark it on my calendar. I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
No, just look it up, because I don't know if it's released yet. Yeah,
because that just sounds so juicy.
Dr. Phil's interview with Bam, 3 hours long.
Catch me outside. How about, wait, that's another person. Sorry.
That's another person. It's going to be really juicy, though. Well, also very juicy, Terminator star Linda Hamilton. She's the chiseled lady from the OG Terminator films. Get this, Linda has not gotten busy or flipped pancakes, as we say, in at least 15 years.
Yeah, and how did it happen? You know, it just felt right.
If you're the last person and you're like, I broke her, is that what you say? You're like, I'm the one that said, you know what? It's not worth doing this with anybody else ever again.
She says that she enjoys her time alone these days. She's 62. She said she would consider marriage again, but she's had a few marriages. Back in the day, she was married to director James Cameron. Of Avatar and like all the big huge films, but she said, "Hey, she just isn't into it. She just hasn't. She's very romantic. I think when she says romantic with herself, she doesn't mean like get your mind out of the gutter. I think she's just practicing self love and she just doesn't care about anything."
Oh,
else.
Okay, sorry, because my mind was deep in the gutter. I was like, "That's what she's been doing." Okay,
exactly. Moving on to Kanye West, someone else that definitely loves himself. Okay, has he been eating his own earwax? Rolling Stone launched an actual investigation into this viral video from the weekend. Kanye, basically, everyone's going crazy on social media. So there's a shot of him. He puts his finger like in his ear and then in his mouth. So everyone's like, okay, he totally is eating his own earwax.
How's my
earbutter
taste?
Everyone's debating it. If you have to check out the video, but now Rolling Stone says it appears that he is not. His finger didn't go deep enough to actually touch his inner ear canal to gather a glob of earwax. So it just happened to be coincidence, but people thought he really was like taste testing earwax, which is disgusting.
Next week, did Kanye pick it and lick it?
That's so
his
gross.
Wow.
But I'm telling you, this has gone viral and everyone's been watching this over and over again.
Mackenzie, with the grossest
people
news
have way too much time.
We can find in the garbage here on Radio Now.
Ew.
Gross. How soon is too soon to make it Insta official? Mackenzie, I heard you've been getting some heat.
Yes, I've gotten some heat. I've been giving other people heat. Okay, here's the question. How soon is too soon to post, like, if you're with someone, if you're dating someone, or should you just not do it at all?
All right, we're going to hear the full story, but if you can get in here and help Mackenzie out and chime in, maybe your experience, your thought, we'd love to hear from you. 833-563-2539. It's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Speaking of social media, we were talking about this the other day, but I want to know your thoughts at 833-563-2539. How soon is too soon to make it, I guess you could say, Insta official, but that would be any social media platform. And Mackenzie, you kind of were bringing this up. Is it you or somebody you know? What's the deal?
Well, all of it. Like, I didn't know this was such a huge thing. So I'm talking to one of my really good friends. We've been friends forever, for at least 10 years. And he also is in our business. And he all of a sudden drops this bomb. He's like, yeah, I have a girlfriend. And I've had a girlfriend since, I don't know, like April-ish. And I was like, what? She's not on any social media. Like, he posts every single day. I was just shocked because he doesn't post. And then all my friends were like, yeah, you don't post, like, when you're with someone.
Now, does he post at all, though, anything else, just not her?
Yeah, he posts tons of stuff, but never. I was just shocked. I'm like, what? You have a girlfriend? Like, I thought I was your friend, and I had no idea. And she's lovely. I was just shocked that people. See, my thing, I guess, is that with someone, you'd be like, yeah, I'm proud, and you want to be with that person. But then I guess you just don't. I get that you don't want to put it out there in case something goes awry. Then you don't want to have all those pictures. So, but I didn't know it was like a thing. I always thought. Too, and not to like throw guys under the bus though, but they want to keep their options open. So like if they're talking to other girls or they're dropping comments, I assume they don't post like, hey, this is who I'm dating, because that would limit their game, right?
Well, I'm glad you don't want to throw anything out there. Thanks for backing the bus over.
I mean,
every
girls
man.
Probably do that too, right?
833-563-2539. What do you think's going on here, and when do you think, is it too soon to make it Insta official, or just in general, start posting and sharing maybe pictures or videos of that someone that you're seeing? Now, I have a couple of thoughts of what might be happening here, and I'll be interested to see what other people think might be. My one thought is, well, obviously, he's got another girl. So he doesn't want to, like, get himself caught, you know, because if you don't see him with any other girl, he'll be fine. But then I just thought of something else, too, which I wonder if anybody can relate to at 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, that is, maybe this other girl, and maybe you know the answer, you can just kill it right here on the spot, is she just getting out of, like a marriage or something like that, where maybe it's not finalized? Because sometimes people will start seeing each other, even though the relationship previously isn't over. Like, they know they're getting divorced, but they're not officially divorced yet. Like, could this girl maybe, like, hey, I can't have you all up in my stuff yet, or put me all in your stuff until it's official?
Oh, I get that. I don't know the girlfriend at all, so I have no clue. But, I mean, that would make sense. But then I also think about Kim Kardashian West. Kim was pregnant with Kanye's baby before her divorce was final from Chris Humphries, because it can take like 5 years, you know, do you never showcase somebody else? But then I'm looking at famous, like, I have a lot of famous friends that are legit famous, and they do not post their significant others, like, ever. Like, even, she's not my friend, I wish she was, but like Gigi Hadid, like, she, there's no post, you'll never see Tyler from The Bachelor, you know, they've been like seen all over NYC, like, she, there's no post of them at all, ever. Like, they're
really
gonna keep it private. Yeah. He's probably, you would think he'd be like, yeah, supermodel, I'm dating all over the place, but no.
All right, 833-563-2539. I want to know if you think there's something to that, because I hate to think that the person's automatically cheating, but there's got to be something going on.
Like, I get you want to keep it private, but then also are you proud of that person? I don't know.
All right, let's go to line number one this morning. Hey, good morning, Gwen. What do you want to say?
I was just going to say, I think it's a little bit strange. I get wanting to keep it private. I mean, I have a boyfriend and I've posted maybe 2 pictures and we have a child together. So, like, everybody knows that he exists in my life, but, like, it's still, like, a privacy thing.
Okay, so maybe keep it minimal, just, like, one or two photos.
But do you think in this situation, Gwen, there's cheating going on or there's another girl? Because that's what everybody's assuming.
I think that if it was me personally and my boyfriend didn't post any pictures, I would maybe assume that. I don't know.
Right. Okay. Because I was going to say I have some singers that are friends, and they never, ever post with a girl, ever. And I think it's because they have multiple girlfriends, obviously.
Well, no, here's my thing, though, too. For example, with the whole fake romance going on with Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
It's not fake.
It's not real.
He thinks it's a PR stunt.
Well, but here's my thing, though. When any of these celebrities, like girls, for example, guys can lust over things, but girls are like, oh, I love him, he's so hot. Like, you would be so mad if they had a significant other because you want that to be you. So I think in that celebrity case, which is kind of a whole different conversation,
right?
I think they appear to be single because that's just how it is.
And I totally get that. I mean, it's so funny, even, and I'm not saying anything about myself. I'm just saying when I post a picture with like Lance Bass or like anytime it's with a dude, I get heat. I feel like, I don't want that. I don't like that.
Katie, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think?
Lance Bass is married to a man, by the way. Just
I agree with the privacy of a relationship.
Okay.
I've been in a relationship for a year, and it's not, it has nothing to do with wanting to appear single, because I do have on my relationship status that I am in a relationship. I just do not have who I'm in a relationship with.
And you just don't want comments, or you just don't want people knowing your business, or what?
Well, I mean, I feel like social media is just that. Social media is for people who you may not be close to on a regular basis. I feel like all the people in my life, my teenage children, my mother, my best friends, they all know him. They've met him. And it just keeps negativity out of your relationship. Everybody has something to say on social media. So why give them the opportunity to put any kind of doubt or negativity inside of your relationship?
That's a great point.
Now, can you just tell us, because it's just us two, us three talking, who are you in a relationship with?
His name is Derek. Actually, I work part-time at a VFW for combat vets, and he is a quartermaster there. So that's how I met him.
Aw, there we go.
Now, I love that.
I hope you feel comfortable sharing that with us and feel good about
that's
it.
That's a great point, though. You don't give anyone the opportunity to attach their negativity to it, which mm-hmm. happens all the time.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning. You can hit us up. Let us know what you think about this. Maybe send us a DM or tweet us, Radio Now AM Show. Okay, coming up next here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, a little thing we like to call Box
No!
of...
No!
Shame! Wow. We're going to go live on our Instagram, and Mackenzie is going to face it. Make sure you follow us, Radio Now AM Show, so you can cheer her on. The box. The box. The
no.
box of
because I don't even know all that lies in the box of shame, and I rolled a 1, the lowest thing you can possibly roll.
I am so happy that I have yet to face the box of shame.
You've never faced it?
No, I haven't lost yet. It's not my fault.
How long have you been doing this show?
Oh my gosh, the box of shame, we've been doing it for what, at least a month and a half? I mean, like, I'm trying to think of, like, how
and
many...
Let me
count right here. Here's
survived that long without doing it.
We've had to do the baby bird. We had to have pork chops sing in the fast food drive-thru. We had Liv eat an onion. We had Liv do the cinnamon challenge. That was Liv, right? It was pork chop. See, there's been so much
there
I don't remember.
Pork chop did the cinnamon challenge. I did the hot sauce roulette. And then pork chop did the ice pack down his pants.
So
that
you,
is 6 weeks.
If you weren't with us last week, Porkchop lost, and they chose the baby bird challenge. So Liv chewed up the grossest thing of all, beef jerky, and had to baby bird feed it into Porkchop's mouth. We had a real situation up in here. Porkchop started throwing up all over the place. And it was super traumatic.
Yeah, we've been told we're not allowed to feed each other food anymore. That was
we got it talking to.
Per management.
That was so gross, though. I'm glad, actually, that can't happen.
So that will not be your fate today, but...
Thank goodness.
You are going to have to grab that box. You can grab it right now
right
if
now?
You want. Yeah, and you need to reach in there, pick out one item, one piece of paper.
The box of shame is falling apart as I, as I shake it.
We can take those little doodads off. Those little.
So it's like, it looks so pretty. It's sparkly and rainbow-colored. Yeah, and then... Okay, so I can't look.
All right, reaching into the box. Careful, it'll bite you.
Oh, my gosh.
What's Mackenzie going to get?
Okay.
What's Mackenzie going to get?
A clothespin's face?
Uh-oh, this might not be
this
good for you.
This sounds horrible.
It might. Well, here's the thing. This might be painful. It's going to be funny for us to look at, but...
A clothespin's face? What does this even mean?
You're a spokesmodel, like a spokesperson. Do you have to... Like, shoot any videos or meet with any clients?
Yes, I have a meeting today at noon, a big meeting.
Ooh,
yes.
That's not good for you. Here, Liv, I had one of the, if you could turn around, there is a thing of clothespins I brought in case that was the one.
Oh, my God! What
so,
is this?
Here, give it to me. I don't want you to break a nail. I'll open up the clothespins. This is 36 quantity wooden clothespins.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought about getting plastic, but I figure like wooden is the good traditional one. So
this is, I'm not going to like jack myself up.
I don't think
for
this.
Sorry.
Well, come on. Porkchop ate baby bird stuff. So you're going to, the goal here is to take, I don't think you're going to do all 36 of them.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
Here we go.
There's a pack. Okay, so of wooden clothespins that you would put your laundry out in. So I'm just supposed to put these on my face?
Yeah, just unpin it right here.
Will you do one and show me just for fun?
Yeah, like here we go. Like, there. I got like one on my nose. I'll tell you right now, it does not hurt that much. Now, here's the thing. We're live on Instagram, and I need to get a picture of this, too, before we're done. So do not take it off until I tell you to.
It's like on my lip?
Yeah.
It hurts.
It's not that bad. Come on.
No, that's going to jack up. I'm not going to have red marks all over my face for the meeting.
Yeah, look,
I'll put these on my ears.
Everybody here is the big... Yeah, take your headphones off. No headphones needed.
Okay.
We got to get a good photo here. Come on. Porkchop.
Yeah, I have one so far. My beautiful
got violently ill. You can at least put these on your face.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to see how many I can get on my ears. This is cool. These are like tribal earrings looking.
Oh, my God. Mackenzie's like, I faced such a severe punishment. I put something on that looked like an earring. It was so hard, but I faced the box of shame.
How does this look? I have four so far.
You got four. Come on. You could get at least 10.
10 is my goal?
Well, okay. At least. I would hope you would exceed
these
that goal.
These hurt.
They're not that bad.
These do hurt.
No, they don't. I just put one on. Liv, here. Liv, put one on. Tell me how bad it hurts. You be fair.
Put it on your lip or your nose.
Because you've been through some stuff. Be honest. How bad does it hurt?
It really does not.
Do you have
that
your
bad.
Lip pierced?
Okay.
No.
See, Liv's calling you out for being a baby.
Okay, I have one on my lip. No.
Okay, lip it up. Lip it up. Come on. You know how much people pay? Her voice
what?
Is going. Do you know how much women pay to have lip injections? Right now, you're getting the same dramatic results for
not,
$3.
This is not the same as lip injections.
Come on. Oh, my
not.
Gosh. You got to. No, it's looking good. It's looking good. Come on.
It's not looking good. I would say the opposite. Hold on. I'm going to go high ear now. Okay.
Here's my thought.
This could be a new trend of fashion. You have to check this out. We're live on Instagram right now.
I think you could. Oh,
wow.
I don't think you'll get any on your eyebrows, but I think you could get one in each nostril.
Oh my God. I don't have that big
you
of
have
a
small
nose.
Nose. You have a small nose.
I have a small nose.
It'll go. Cram it up there.
Oh my. I'm not stuffing it up my nose. Ow. That hurts. I'm going to do more on my lips. Okay. If I have swollen lips from my meeting, this is going to be a real bad look.
Don't they like plump looks
you.
With women
yeah,
anyways?
Yeah, they'll just think that you just recently got like
lip plumped, injections,
or
yeah.
Put, like, or you put like plumpening lip gloss on.
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing. Don't make me laugh.
No,
it
keep
hurts.
Them in there. I have to get
it
a picture.
Hurts when you stop.
I have to get a picture.
Don't make me laugh.
When you're all done,
how
I'm going to get a picture.
How many do I have? Count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
oh my God.
8.
I surpassed. This is the last
9.
One.
9. Turn one on the other side.
10.
9. All right, last two. Put two in your nose. Two in your nose, and I'll get a picture. Two in your nose. Come on.
I can't get it in.
Yes, you can. Cram it up there. Come on. Kanye can pick it. You could too.
I'm tortured.
Please, I just want a photo. Please, Mackenzie.
Oh my God. I can't. I don't. They'll stay.
Here we go.
Face me.
Face me. I got to get the picture of the deer.
It's going to be sad.
This is the worst thing ever.
I think it's that face. Okay.
All right. Impressive.
Oh my God, my ears are so crazy.
All right, let's keep some of these. I don't want the booger used ones, but that was another successful edition.
Oh my gosh, this actually wakes you up. If you're dragging today, maybe grab some clothespins and put them all over. Now I'm like totally awake.
Oh my gosh, it looks like you have a hickey on your lip.
They do feel plump.
Yeah. Why don't you go? Sounds like you bit your lip. All right, well, I hope you recover in time. We'll be right back. That is the Box of Shame here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Are you able to talk right now? How are your lips doing, Mackenzie?
They're nice and plumped.
There you go. Yours looks so good for your meeting today.
Like super juicy. Yeah.
Who's not going to want you to endorse them now? Like, ooh, I want the plump lip girl.
The clothespin face. That was interesting. Probably not the worst. Not as bad as eating regurgitated food. So I took my punishment.
Yeah, not bad at all. I actually have the photos ready to go. I'm going to post them up in just 1 second.
Great.
Can't do it all. But if you want to see it, give us a follow. It'll be up there shortly.
My new Christmas card.
Radio Now AM show. You can go check out Mackenzie's clothespin face. 833-563-2539. You could not make this up, but this is just absolutely terrible what some friends of mine are going through. They are going through a combination of a vacation / wedding from hell. And I want you to call us at 833-563-2539 and let us know what went wrong. Here it is. I'm going to try to gist it really short, just give you the summary of what has happened so far. They were supposed to go on a vacation and they were going to get married. They've been together for 4 years. They're going to come back and have their own little like ceremony with friends and family, but get married by themselves. Here's what it says. Well, flight left 2 hours late from Chicago. We got into Montreal and we ran to our connections for Athens, but they didn't hold it for us. So they missed a connection flight, and that's when it all went downhill. Got rebooked in a flight last night and finally got into Athens this afternoon. And this is where I don't know. It's Mykonos. Mykonos. There you go.
Mykonos.
You're so good. Missing our Mykonos flight and all of our reservations on the island for today. Then the next update. Athens can't find our bags anywhere and doesn't know what country they are in.
Oh, no.
When you miss a flight in Athens, you aren't rebooked on a later flight. You lose all the money you paid and you have to pay for another flight. You don't have any more money. What do you do?
You are in trouble.
You're living in Athens.
Yeah.
Another update. Waited in multiple lines with multiple carriers, but can't find 2 tickets. We've been now traveling, going on 3 nights without even getting to our destination yet. Missing out on reservations, arrangements for our wedding, without luggage and without sleep.
Aww,
so they have nothing.
So sad.
Just the clothes on their back.
Yes.
Another update. Made it to Mykonos and Air Canada found my bag. Hope it comes tomorrow. But we're unsure what country it is or in. We're not sure what country it's in or how far away. No word on other bags at all for now. Pushing our wedding and hoping to still be able to do it once our stuff arrives. But so far, anything that could go wrong has. And after waiting 4 years to get married, I can't wrap my head around doing it without my hair or makeup done and in tennis shoes.
That is the absolute worst. Lost luggage is terrible.
In the last update that I've seen. Update, told by Air Canada yesterday that one bag was found and was on its way, but today heard our latest call that both bags are together in Chicago. They don't seem to care we're getting married or need our luggage or have clothes. I'm being paid to get photos of that now I will not be able to actually use, because she's like, I don't want wedding photos of me and my tennis shoes like in a dress. Like, well, not a wedding dress, but just like whatever. They're telling it won't get here until the 6th, and that's like past their wedding date. So they were going on a combination of a vacation and a wedding, and they were going to Mykonos, or however you say that. You at least can say it correctly. And it's just been a disaster.
I've had 2 circumstances where lost luggage was horrendous. The first, I was flying to Florida to shoot TV commercials. My luggage got lost. I didn't arrive till midnight to find out my luggage didn't make it. Nowhere was open. I have a call time of 6 a.m. So I have no, it's like I get there at midnight. I had to be on TV. I had to go to Walmart, like a 24-hour Walmart that I found in a really bad neighborhood. Just scrounge up. I got sandals that were 2 sizes too small.
Ugh.
It was awful. Hair, makeup. I mean, I had nothing. Made it work. And then my luggage, I said, just keep it at the airport, because I was like on my way back when it got in. The other one, my friend Evan, I was flying from Portland to Seattle to Jersey. My luggage got stuck in Seattle, and I arrived for his wedding in New Jersey. I had nothing. It didn't make it. It just got worse and worse and worse. Then my contact rips, so I am blind in one eye, and I have no luggage. So that was great.
833-563-2539. What is your vacation, or maybe it was your wedding, just any kind of thing from hell? I want to hear what went wrong. I mean, not that I want to hear how bad it is, but I kind of want to hear how bad it was. Liv, have you had anything close to that? Just a vacation or a trip from hell?
Okay, this is actually this guy that I've seen on TV a little bit. He's not very big, but he one time got his luggage mixed up and accidentally took another person's suitcase instead of his because they had the same one. And then he called the guy because he found like his card in his suitcase. And he was like, hey, look, man, I'm like 3 hours away. And he's like, well, I have to go to this wedding. And he was like, well, you know, like there's a suit in there if you want to wear it. So he's like, okay, awesome, thanks. So he puts on the suit and it's like so oversized, but he's like driving to the wedding anyways. And then he reaches in the pocket and he feels a little Ziploc bag of powder. And he's like, okay. And then just kind of like throws it on the passenger seat. It was like, I guess that guy likes to party, whatever. Ends up getting pulled over. And the cop sees it and grabs it. And he's freaking out. And he calls the guy whose suit it was. And he puts him on the phone to the cop. And was like, dude, I promise this is not my suit, not my stuff. And it turns out it was the guy's mom's ashes. So he carried his mom's ashes around with him everywhere to, like, keep her by him.
Plot twist.
Yeah, no kidding. I was like, he's going to be busted for drugs.
Right.
All right, I see some phone calls coming in. We're going to get to those in just 1 second. 833-563-2539. Share your vacation, or in this case, my friend's vacation and wedding trip from absolute hell. I feel so bad for them.
They're going to be okay.
I don't think they're going to get married in time.
You don't think so?
There's no way this is going to work out.
Oh, send them good vibes.
We'll talk to you next. Yeah. Hey, good morning. It's Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, Proof Support Jobs on Vacation. But we got you at 833-563-2539. And I want to know about your vacation, or in this case, my friend's vacation / wedding trip from hell. Like, what went wrong? Probably everything that could. I'd like to hear the stories. Let's kick it off with Rufus this morning. Hey, Rufus, what happened?
I went on a workation to Holland. I took my girlfriend, lost luggage, passports, traveler's checks, and her to a Hollander boy.
Wait, she left you?
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. Explain that,
wait,
Rufus.
Back pedal. Okay.
Yeah, this is a whole other thing. What do you mean? Like, she cheated on you and left, or how did this go down?
She cheated on me, then left me, and then when it was time to come back, when I got everything back, she was like, oh, well, let's go back. And no, you can stay here. Here's your ticket. You can ride whenever you want. You can, it's extendable for another 2 weeks, but you're not riding on the same plane.
So wait a minute. Was this like who is this again? Your girlfriend? Your wife?
It was my girlfriend of 6 years.
6 years?
I was planning on asking her to marry me when we were in Holland, but they lost my luggage. Yeah.
Was the ring in the luggage? I hope you carried it on. I know it didn't work out, but...
It was in carry-on, but that's where my traveler's checks, the passports were, and... I went to the bathroom and left my little bag with her, and she fell asleep in like 30 seconds and they were gone.
Dang, dude. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, I guess it's kind of the question we were asking at 833-563-2539, but I am super bummed out now for Rufus. Like, that totally sucks. That's like the absolute worst thing that could happen.
I know. Rufus, how long ago was this?
3 years.
Okay, so you've had some time to heal, hopefully.
Yeah, but after the second week I was there, everything kind of smoothed out for me. Thank my grandfather for giving me 2 hands to work with and the knowledge to work with him. And I met a girl, and she's planning on moving here next year.
Yay!
There we go. So
it all works out.
There is a silver light at the end of that tunnel.
Yes.
Hey, Rufus, thank you for calling in this morning here to Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Okay, the photo is up. We had video, which you can still see for a little bit longer on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. It's from Mackenzie having to pay the ultimate box of shame price. She drew clothespins face, and she had to stick as many as she could to her face. And the photo's up. Have you seen yourself yet?
I didn't see the photo. I'm scared to look. That was my first run-in with the box of shame. Thanks for welcoming you guys. No, it wasn't that bad, considering that, you know, like Liv had to eat an onion, Pork Chop had to eat regurgitated food, and threw up, so that wasn't bad at all.
I wish I knew what it's like to not be able to, roll a good number. I'm always just so good.
I cannot believe, Joe, you have to. You are going down next week. You have to do the box of shame, Joe. You're the only one now.
I can't believe how many people just want to see me face the punishment. They can't handle it that I'm just so good. But yeah, if you want to see the actual photo, Radio Now AM show, I put it up there. And if you go on there too, you can see the Instagram Live TV, and you can see that too. It's all up there, Radio Now AM show. So it's been a few weeks since we've done Joe's Journey, not for lack of me struggling with my weight, but just for the fact that we've been so busy. But wanted to get an update on it. First, wanted to have the president weigh in on this one. Hey, President Trump, what do you want to say?
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home. Start exercising.
Okay, well,
I don't like when you play. You love that.
I mean, he's our commander-in-chief. I appreciate the recognition. I just wish he had something nicer to say than that. I mean, it's true, though. I do have a serious weight problem. I'm working on it. No, you know what, though? Things have been so up and down. I have been struggling with just eating right. I have no problem working out. I've been doing, as Liv makes fun of, disc golf, which is really basic, but I'm getting in 10 to 12,000 steps every day that I do that. So I'm getting
that
in a lot.
That is awesome.
I'm walking the dogs, Benny and Paddington. I do that at least for 30 minutes to an hour with them so they get their exercise in. So I'm getting my step count, but the food is just terrible. Like last night it was healthy. I had like stuffed green peppers. So it's just green peppers, some lean ground beef, a little bit of seasoning, but nothing. Instead of like, I mean, making even healthier options, instead of like sour cream, we use Greek yogurt, which actually tastes very similar. If you like sour cream, swap it in there.
You're doing all the right things, making some substitutions. You're getting moving.
I am. And the thing that we didn't talk about like last week, though, I was going to say is like that I was at one of my worst points. I was up to like 401 pounds. But this week, I'm down to 395. So I lost like
awesome.
I lost 6 pounds, but it's just I'm so tired of the yo-yo. You know what I mean? Because I do so well, and then it just kind of falls off the wagon.
Don't let that discourage you. I feel like you should really base it on how you feel. Like, how do you feel?
I feel actually really good. My blood pressure yesterday was really good. It was like 120 over 76, which is amazing. But the thing is, though, too, I've talked about this on air before. I take like a very low dose like blood pressure medication, so obviously it's helping. It would be much higher without that. But overall, my body is feeling better. My back pain's gone with my sciatic nerve, so that's doing well. But I just want to, I don't know, it's good having you around, Mackenzie. Liv's always been around, too, at the health person, so I feel even guiltier if I try to bring some junk in the studio. But I was going to talk to you. I have not been to the Carmel location, but I got to check out. And I'm actually, I think hopefully soon I'm going to start getting to go there and check it out some. Eat the Frog Fitness. It's we're talking about here in Indy. I don't think they have them in Houston, Texas yet. I'm not aware of. But you went to one, last night?
I went yesterday.
In Carmel?
Yeah, I went in Carmel. It's called Eat the Frog. And it's a really fun story. The story behind it is Mark Twain said, if you eat a frog first thing in the day, your day can only get better.
Exactly. That's the hardest thing you're going to have to tackle, which I think is very true with fitness.
Right. And it's really cool. It's green. Everyone's green, it's themed out, and I did a strength training class, which is really important, and it was fun. It was like cardio, it was mixed, it was a small class. You do wear those monitors, which is a little intimidating because your name's up on the board, so if you're like overexerting yourself, you'll see it, or if you're not working hard enough, everyone can see it. But it was so fun, and it was not boring at all. Like, I was like, okay, on to the next, and then you master your moves, then you go on to the next thing, and it's kind of like everyone's cheering each other on, and it was awesome. It's just an hour workout, technically about 45 minutes because you get a stretch and cool down.
Oh, cool.
But I was blown away. Highly recommend it. If you get bored easily, which I do, eat the frog.
I like the group setting too. I like the support there. I'm just worried that whole little chest monitor thing, do they make them in my size? It's going to pop off and go like ping.
And don't worry, like if you kind of want to try it out, but like do your own thing, you don't have to like engage. You can, because I know a lot of people, like for me, it's mental game too. I don't really like to like chatty chat all through my workouts. You can do
I don't like to talk at all.
Too.
You can talk to me, but I can't talk to you. I'm like, yeah, okay. So that's the update. The biggest thing now is just trying to tackle the nutrition, but I'm excited. I'm supposed to go, I think, with one of our coworkers, Blaze, and check out for Eat the Frog Fitness. You went to their Carmel location, but they have one brand new on a place called Street Mass Ave. So it's right down there. So
I'm looking
forward to checking it out. And I definitely will keep you updated and let you know how that's going. And maybe that'll be the spark I need for Joe's journey.
What's your ideal weight? What's your goal?
I honestly wouldn't care about a number. I think if I ever got to 250, I'd lose my mind. I was 294 on my wedding day, and I looked damn good. But I mean, like right now when I'm like in the upper threes, it's like anything looks good. You know, 350 looks better than where I'm at. So that is the latest update here for Joe's Journey on Radio Now. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Ooh, well, Kobe Bryant defends naming his daughter this, plus an animated character almost gets fired.
Uh-oh. dummy of the day is coming up in about 15 minutes. A mom trying to avoid being arrested. She tried to trick the cops and say she was somebody else. Who did she try to say she was? Well, you'll find out about that coming up here on Radio Now. You can be anonymous at 833-563-2539. Or if you're proud of it, just call on in and give us your name. But we would like to know the following. You're an adult, but still have to hide this from your parents. I feel like this will be mainly women, but I'm sure there's some guys out there that can also fall into the situation of being an adult, but still have to hide something from your parents or your family, something like that.
And even while you're doing it, you're like, I know I'm not 16 and this is so stupid, but I'm still hiding it. I have a girlfriend, one of my friends, she's like in her early 30s, and she is hiding that she smokes from her parents.
Oh my gosh, has she been smoking? She's like 18 or is this a recent thing?
Yeah, it's so funny. And she doesn't want to stay at like her parents' house because or go away. We were talking about spring break already and all those things because she's like, then I still have to hide this from my parents because they would get mad at me. I don't think, you know, obviously smoking is terrible for your health, but I was just like, it's so funny to me because she's like 32 and she still has to hide it from her mom and dad so they don't get mad at her.
What are they going to do? Are they going to ground her?
I don't
That's the thing I don't understand, and maybe you can explain that to me. If you are hiding something from your parents or your family, like, why are you hiding it? What's the reason behind it? Maybe it's because my family's so open, like, there's not really much to hide, so I don't have to worry about that. 833-563-2539. Like, what's the worst thing that would happen, Mackenzie, if her parents found out she smokes?
I have no idea. I also have other friends that hide that they live together. And I know, Liv, we were talking about this too. Like, she can't live with her boyfriend because her parents would get upset. It's kind of like the same thing. Like, not that she's not living with her boyfriend. She's not hiding it. But
good
I do
recovery,
have friends.
Good recovery. Good recovery.
I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying a lot of people just want to, they don't want to upset or disappoint their parents. I think it stems from childhood.
I get that. And I understand parents doing that sometimes. Like, I've heard with different friends where the parents will leverage if they're assisting them or helping them out. They will be like, well, if you don't do my wishes, I will take away this from you, something that you need, you know, that like you need their help with. I was just talking to a friend the other day and his wife, and even on their wedding night, because it was the parents' house, they still, I don't understand it. They didn't want them to sleep in the same bedroom, even though they were officially married. I think it didn't,
really?
According to them, like it didn't take effect to the next day. But that's the thing I don't get. Like with my wife, Lindsay, when we go on vacation every 2 or 3 years, we go with her family to Costa Rica. And it's funny how like the oldest person has to do something, but the younger generation gets away with it. My wife and I were not allowed to sleep in the same room. She was just my girlfriend at
the
time.
It's like a respect thing.
But here's my thing. Doesn't the respect change if you're a 30-year-old adult?
You're
not 13.
So.
You're 30 years old. I pay my own bills.
It's so stupid. I know.
833-563-2539. Can somebody call in and please explain this to me? And if, like I said, if you want to be anonymous, you're more than welcome to be anonymous. I don't want to put your personal business out there.
Disguise your voice.
If they're actually listening. It's just, I mean, do you guys have any other things that people you know? Because this blows my mind.
I'm just thinking of being, I mean, I am a mom. And so my little Lucy, when she gets older, I just don't want her to feel like she has to hide anything as to not disappoint me or I won't judge her. I think that's the most important thing for me is just total transparency. I'm not going to judge her because I love her no matter what. I just want her to be, if she needs me, I want her to be open and honest. I just feel like there's so much pressure, especially like older generations, like you just don't want to disappoint. And I think that's so hard because you can't be authentic.
Are you hiding stuff right now? Do you feel like as an adult, like from your like people in your life that you have to?
Me?
Yeah. Like, sorry to put you out on Front Street like that, but like, like me, honestly, I don't feel like I'm hiding anything from my mom or my mother and father-in-law. Obviously, it's not their business, but I don't feel like I'm really hiding anything. But I think maybe I'm just like the abnormal person here.
I think you, as you grow older, it's different from being like in your 20s to your 30s. I don't feel the need to sacrifice my happiness to make other people feel comfortable.
That's
and
a
that's
good feeling.
Something that you graduate and you as you get older and older, I'm sure like and then into your 40s and 50s, I'm sure it's even more. But I make my peace of mind and my happiness a priority. I don't really care if it makes other people uncomfortable at this point. And it took a while to get there because I'm a people pleaser. I'm a middle child. I want everyone to feel good and be happy. But it's like everyone's going to judge you anyway, no matter what you do. So you might as well live your life for you.
I cannot believe that we are not getting anybody calling in even anonymously about this because I know, well, there we go. I was like, I know people are going through this. Hey, good morning. Who is this? Do you want to be anonymous real quick? You're on the air.
No, I'm fine. Christian.
All right, Christian, can you explain this? Like, do you have something you're hiding or do you have a comment? What's the story?
I did until recently. I that I smoked for my mother. I'm 50.
Oh, my gosh. Now, have you been smoking since you were like a kid, like 18?
Yeah.
Do you think that she knew you smoked?
Well, no.
You hit it.
She did
that
before.
Well.
She thought I quit.
Okay. Oh. Now, did you hide it because you just don't want her to worry about you, or why were you hiding this as an adult?
Maybe embarrassed because
I was sick
you quit.
Of hearing her bitch about it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, then I think that a lot of people could probably agree with that one too. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. It's a tough thing. I thought people being anonymous, you'd have more courage to call in because, man, I hear people all the time. They've got all these juicy stories about how they hide everything. And to me, it's frustrating as a person that has an open thing and you're talking about you got to live your life and do your thing. It's like, how do people do that? Like
I have tons of friends that are hiding lots of things. I have a friend that she has a man that her parents don't approve of, and then she had to hide, like she hides when she hangs out with him, and she's not like 18.
What's she
older.
Gonna do if she but gets she, pregnant? I think, Surprise.
I think the big thing is a lot of people, like this last caller said, they just don't want to deal with it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to have to deal with the circumstances, so they just don't. They don't do. They
all right,
don't
you know
divulge.
What? Now we're finally getting some phone calls. See, come on, you anonymous people, call us 833-563-2539. You're an adult, but you still have to hide what from your parents? We'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Well, I've learned something here working at Radio Now. If you're the squeaky wheel and you whine and you complain, sometimes you get what you want or everybody hates you. We've got some phone calls, though, that I want to get to right now because we want to know, you're an adult, but you still hide this from your parents. 833-563-2539. If you'd like to be anonymous, certainly can do that. I'm going to go to line number 5 this morning. I believe they want their name out there. I don't mind. So is this Sarah?
Yes.
Hey, Sarah, what is it? You're an adult, but you still hide this from your parents.
Well, it's not me. It's my boyfriend.
Okay.
And it's how we met. So we met online, and he told his parents that we met in person at a coffee shop.
Aw, just because you didn't want the judgment?
That's what I think, because he had been single for, like, a really long time, and I guess he didn't want to just, like, admit to his parents that, like, yeah, I was online, and this is how we met. Because, you know, there's still that stigma of meeting someone online.
Yeah, the coffee shop scenario just sounds cuter.
Are you okay with that, though? Like, you don't take it personal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's go to line number 1 this morning. I don't have your name. Do you want to be anonymous, line number 1? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, do you want to be anonymous?
Hey, yes,
okay.
I do.
No problem. Anonymous, you're an adult, but still hide this from your parents. What is it?
So it is not actually me, but I know 2 people with 2 different stories. The one person actually is pregnant, and she might be pregnant with twins. She's still in, like, the early stages.
Whoa.
But she's hiding it from her parents because she already has 4 kids, and she's only 25.
Well, she's not going to be able to hide it for long.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Right. Oh, I know.
Bless her heart, though. I hate that she has to carry that around, I mean, while she's dealing with pregnancy,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and it's really hard. And, like, I'm trying to be, like, you know, nice and trying to, like, help her in any way that she, like, any way that I can. And, like, I don't know her, like, home life or anything, so I don't know if her parents actually do know now because she has had a couple doctor's appointments. But, yeah, so there's the one story. The other story is my one friend who I've been friends with for such a long time. She hid her relationship because of the age difference and the fact that her parents didn't approve of their relationship. He, I guess, was a teacher and, like, had some, like, legal issues. Like, he was accused of something that he did not do, and they found out, like, her parents found out about that, and they're like, oh, my gosh, he's such a bad person. But they've, like, still been together, and they've been together for, like, 6-7 years now.
What is
6 or 7 years?
What's the age difference for those two?
They're, like, 12 years apart.
Okay, it's not bad. If you would have been, like, 42
yeah.
years.
But if you Google him, does that pop up?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it does. Yeah, I've never tried it because I take people, like, face value. So, like, I've never tried to, like, look into it because he was, like, open and honest with me about it because we all are involved in a hobby together. So, like, he told me about that, and I was like, oh, okay, but, like, I take people for face value, and he does not seem like that type of person to do that. And so I know that it was definitely, like, a girl trying to get a, like, attention type
of
stuff.
Now, listen, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't delve deep and ask these questions.
So about this hobby.
What's the hobby you're all involved in? What are you guys doing?
Oh, Civil War reenacting.
Oh, that's cool. Our minds just went everywhere.
It's so weird, but yeah.
I thought we had another furry situation. We're like, we do a cause thing of furries and Civil War.
We just had to ask.
I'm a furry Abraham Lincoln.
Is that old guy good at it because he was there during the Civil War?
Wait, repeat the question.
She's just playing with you.
Okay, I could ask 100 questions right there. Thank you so much.
Sorry,
when you're vague, thank you, Anonymous. I've got to do the follow-up. I'm not doing my job if I don't get those answers. Let's do one more. I think it's line number 3 is Anonymous. So, hey, if you're calling in to be Anonymous this morning, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, good morning, Anonymous. What are you, as an adult, still hiding from your parents?
My whole family is Christian, but I'm not. And last time I talked to my mom about it, and I'm 25, mind you, he was going to kick me out, and my 4-year-old daughter.
That is so tough, because it's like, I understand people have beliefs and they worry about their family, but at the same time, no matter what your religion is, it's like, wait a minute, where does it say to kick that person out if they don't believe? I don't get that part of it, you know?
So do you still live there right now?
Yeah, I have to. I can't afford to live on my own. I'm still in school, and I work full time.
All right, well,
bless your heart.
I would say I'd pray for you, but I don't think you'd really do much for you.
Keep going. You got this. You'll have your own place in no time, and it'll be so much more relaxing.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
the plan. You got it.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. I know that's awkward, but that's what I usually go to. I'll pray for you, but, I mean, she doesn't really pray. So
she might.
So there's
maybe
that.
She meditates.
She does. She does something with that. Oh, well, hey, thank you guys so much for your call. I feel bad for this guy because I feel like everybody's going to say, yeah, sure, buddy, you're a creep. But maybe this really, really did happen. A North Carolina man claims his dog named Mariano accidentally ordered pay-per-view porn.
Oops.
Yeah, apparently that can be done. And somehow the dog got a hold of the remote, leaving him with a big bill. This guy, Thomas, says he was charged $70 for X-rated films. He says his dog jumped up on the bed, accidentally ordered the Hustler channel.
Sure.
Realizing what had happened, he contacted DirecTV within minutes, pointing the finger to blame at his dog.
I was going to ask, was the film actually watched?
I don't know. It sounds like he actually purchased the channel, not just one movie. But yeah, I don't know if they actually watched it or not.
Okay.
He was assured when he, I guess, reached out to them saying, hey, I don't want this, that the problem would be sorted. So he was disappointed when he continued to have access to the channel. When his bill came through, he subtracted the costs of the Hustler channel and paid the rest that was normally due. But as a result, his service was cut off. The man who says he relies on Social Security disability payments said that $70, you're taking food out of my mouth. If you like stealing it, good for you. They refused to see like how big of a deal that was to him. Okay, I understand animals have done some crazy things. And if you have a story about how your animal did something, maybe people would not believe it kind of did and it was not you. 833-563-2539. Would you call in and share what happened? Maybe they didn't order an adult TV channel, but do you buy this man's story, Mackenzie?
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Really?
I will say, whatever.
You're telling me his dog jumped on the bed, which is believable, took its little dog paw. You realize dogs do not have opposable thumbs like humans. So
I do realize that. I think it's actually very funny because I've had friends that their kids, not adult films by any means, but like have racked up bills on demand, just racking up a ton of movies and games and stuff.
I would totally believe the man if he said, oh, my grandchild did this or a kid did this. Like, as you brought up, so many kids I know where they'll take their parents' stuff and they'll order Fortnite skins and different things so they can play the game and get the different guns and the looks, and that can be hundreds of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know if I believe this sweet old man, and I'm not saying he's a perv, but it's like...
We'll give him one. If this happens again, No dice.
I mean, what are the odds that the dog jumped on the bed? It wouldn't have to be a sequence, though, because it's not like one time. Like, don't you have to confirm it multiple times and then, like, go up or down to hit okay?
That's actually, now that you say that, because it says, are you sure you want to purchase?
Yeah, and then, like, usually you have to, like go up and hit okay. Usually it's not default on okay.
That's true. Now I'm taking a new view on this whole thing.
Now, see, if this story was about a man and his cat.
And how do you know all this, Joe?
Like I said, let us know what you think, if this is true or not.
Skipping right over that?
Yeah, we're not going to address that one. If it was a cat, though, I'll tell you right now, I would totally believe the story.
Yes.
Cats are evil. They would do things like that. Man's best friend? I don't know. That's going to do it for a Wednesday edition of Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Halfway through the week, man. Thank you so much, Labor Day, for a little time off. I appreciate that.
Right? How about it? We had a long weekend. Now we have a short work week.
I can't stop thinking about producer Porkchop, who's on vacation this week, and I think the wedding's this weekend, but he's going to be seeing his sister, who he has not talked to in over 3 years, and it was a really, like, just, you know, not a good conversation to have. I wonder if they've met yet.
I don't know. We'll find out when he gets back for sure. He was very nervous.
Yeah, I hope it all works out. What do you got going on today, Mackenzie, for your day?
I have a bunch of meetings, some big meetings later on, so I'm very excited for those. And then I'm going to pick up my little girl from school, and we're going to have a fun Lucy day. So, and she gets to pick where we go to dinner and all those fun things.
What has she picked out in the past, like, for a Lucy
day?
She
usually goes straight Qdoba. She loves Qdoba. So right. I'm guessing that's what she'll choose, but anything's on the table.
All right, cool. I'm looking forward to it. I think tomorrow is going to be the best day of the week.
Yes.
But at least
Saturday is going to be great, too. So if you plans outside, it's going to be sunny, like mid-70s and sunny. Yeah.
Does this make me a loser? You know what, like, cornhole is, or bags where you throw it in there?
Yeah, of course.
I got a friend's having a party in a few weeks, and we're going to be playing cornhole, and I haven't played in a while. Am I a loser if I just go home? I have a cornhole set. If I just set it up and I drink beer today and just play by myself, just practice, is that cool, or am I a total loser?
Living your best life, and everyone in the office in a cubicle will be very jealous.
Yeah, I figure I'd go home, cut the grass, pick up all the dog doo-doo, because I want to throw the bag in the doo-doo.
That sounds so relaxing. After the doo-doo part, like, just throwing bags, drinking beer.
I'm going to have a six-pack of, like, Upland Wheat, and I'm just going to enjoy my day. That sounds so good.
You go, boy.
All right, I live the web girl. Are you doing anything remotely close to that?
No, I have to work my second job today. Normally today is my day off from working two jobs, but I have to go in, so I'm just going to do that.
Have you actually taken your test yet to be an instructor?
No, there's been, like, a change in who the lead instructor is and stuff, and people, like, stepping down and people taking over positions, and so it's just been crazy, crazy hectic. So
do you have, like a rescheduled date, or is that still, like, some TBD?
I am so busy right now, and I am working all of the time. I, like, can't even fathom to begin to think
about that.
Because
my test is next week.
Ooh. Lit.
For an instructor. I'm going to try to be an instructor.
He's going to be so good.
Not really. I would fail. They're like, Joe, you have to get off the seat. I'm like, oh, I do? I'm good.
I'll take
okay.
a class. I will take a class. That'd be fun.
All right, cool. Well, hey, we can't do any of that, though, unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.